Gemara Chot Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom. Ki Asha Rabbi Yitzchok Masni Amaisa. Rabbi Yitzchok came, he said this halacha that Mayim and Melech together is okay, goes on Maisa. And that even from Kesef Maisa Sheni, you can be mechal, you can buy salt water. Meishve, Hey Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, with Neir Abelezer. Right, so we ask from this following Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish was made in front of Rabbi Elazar. Shalbeis Abba Hayulochim Tzir Bekesef Maisa. My father's family used to buy Tzir. Tzir is fish juice with Maiser money. Omer lo shema lo shamata ela kishakir ve'dagim u'rabim b'hem. So Rabbi Elazar said to him, maybe they only considered it food when there was pieces of fish, when there are pieces of fish mixed in. But stam, the juice of the fish itself, wasn't considered food. Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish lo ka'omer ela b'tzir, the shumna, the teirahi. And even Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, who says you don't need pieces of fish mixed in, but it's good enough just the fish oil, that's fish oil, which is a peri, comes from the fish. But stam, water and salt, l'chari, even he holds is no good. So where do you have anyone who holds that salt water is considered food, l'gabe kesef maister sheni? Aval mayim u'melech lo, but mayim and melech not. Omrav Yosef, lo nitzrucho ela shenosin l'tochen shemen. No, tseinoch enami. Salt water itself is not considered a food. But if you put oil in it, then taka, it's what's called, it's considered a food. Ay, the oil itself should be, what's it called? And where is it asked that? Omerle abai v'tepik le mishum shemen. So then the shemen itself is what you're buying. Right? Lo tzricha shenosin demei mayim u'melech b'havlo. What you did is, you had, let's say, $5 worth of maiser sheni money, and you bought $4 worth of oil mixed with salt water. So you use the whole $5 for what's only $4 worth of oil, and the rest of it was salt water. So the maaser, the salt water, came along with the shemen. And the shemen's not worth the entire money, but you spent the entire money because the salt water came along. And that was Bahavlo. Now, it all came as one package deal, so you can use the Meister Sheni money for shemen and salt water together. Where it says, Bahavlo Mishori, is that mutter? It's okay to do that, to buy something that comes along with the deal, even though that thing itself you couldn't buy alone with Meister Sheni money, because it's not food. But Tanya, and we have a Brisa that says that this Havlo is okay. Ben Bag Bagomer, Baboker, Malamit Shalokin Boker, Al Gabi Oro. Right? You're allowed to buy an animal, right? An ox, together with its, what's it called? A cow, a bull. Yeah, okay. With its skin. In other words, what's it called? The hide is not edible. But you buy the whole animal, and the edible part is edible, and the other part comes along as a package deal. Uvitzon, right, this is where the pasuk that speaks about what you buy with kesef maaser sheni, says, babakar ubatzon. The second thing is you can buy tzon, sheep. Sheep have wool. Malamich lochin tzon, agabi gizosa. That you buy a tzon, and even though part of what you're getting is not edible, it's the wool, and that also goes into the price, still, you're allowed to buy with kesef maaser sheni the wool, since it's all part of a package deal. Uveyayin, what does the word beyayin come to teach me? Malamet shalochi yayin al gabi kalgav kankano. Right, you can buy wine together with the flask that it's in, and that's all bought with kesef maaser sheni because the bottle is bottled to the wine, and it's considered one package deal. Here we had the Ramosha Feinstein says, from here you can see that sometimes the kli is bottled to the thing that you're buying it. And therefore, it doesn't have a din of a kli by itself. And therefore, if you buy something from a goy that's in a kli, and the kli, what's it called, is needed for that thing, they always sell it together with the kli, then the kli doesn't have a din of a kli. It's bottled to the wine, and you don't have to tovel it. After you use it, you don't have to tovel it. Because the maisa, you didn't buy that kli from a goy. You made it into a kli by taking the things out of it. The same thing goes. You can buy temed, what's it called, after it gets the, temed is water put on either grape pits or the skins, the shmarim of the grapes. Rashi will see says the pits, and Rambam seems to say it's after the skins and the meat of the grapes that you put water on, which gets more of the wine into it, more of the grape juice. So in any case, most of it's water. But since it's the it saps up the grape juice and it becomes alcoholic, it becomes what's it called, acidic. That's a word, mishihichmitz, I guess, yeah. So it says a din of wine, and you can buy it with kesef maaser sheni, even though you can't buy water with kesef maaser sheni. Okay, Rashi. Rav Nol Nitzra, Chohada Masni, Rav Yitzchak, Mayim Umelech, Amuravim, Nikachin, Elek, Shinosan, Tochen Shema. That's what it says, that you can buy salt water with kesef maaser sheni, is not when it's just salt and water together, but when there's also oil in it. Vahavlo, Bishvil HaMayim, Vahamelech, Kona Hashemin biyokir, the Hivliya Bodimehem, the Chihagab Nasharib Yitzchak. In other words, normally, if you bought this amount of shemen by itself, it would cost $4. The fact that it's mixed with salt water, you pay $5 for the whole mixture. So even though the fifth dollar, lechor, is for the salt water, but since it's all bought as a package deal and there's oil mixed in, you're buying the oil for a little bit more expense and you're getting the salt water for free. And therefore, you can buy the whole thing with kesef maaser sheni, even though kesef maaser sheni can't go for water and salt, even together. But Tanya ben Yehusa, and then we bring a raya, there is such a thing. The bakar, ho'eluksi b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha, since it says that you can use kesef maaser sheni for anything you want, food-wise, lamer li l'michta b'bakar v'atzon v'yayin v'shechar. Why does it have to mention all these pratim? El of the drasha, to tell me the following drasha. Ba'bokar l'lamdecha shalochim bokar agavoro. That you can buy a cow together with its hide. The yotza ha'or l'chulin. And the hide goes l'chulin. Doesn't have a din of maaser sheni. Because you bought the flesh, the edible part, for a little bit more because the skin went along as a package deal. You don't have to sell the hide, right, because it has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and sell it and use that money to buy something edible. Right? That's what you have to do if the hide was bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni. Then the Kedushas Maaser Sheni went on the hide. You can't eat it. Can't throw it away. So you sell it. And with the proceeds, you buy something edible. You don't have to do that. Because the hide comes along with the flesh. It's bottled to the flesh. And therefore, the whole money that you spent, kesef maaser sheni, went on the flesh, even though you spent a little bit extra on the flesh because the hide's there. Agav gizoseho, afagav the ikatarte, or the giza, naki lechulin. Here's a bigger chiddush. Not only does the skin, the hide, bottle to the flesh, so is the giza, the what's it called, the wool. Agav kankan, chavish olcheres, shahayayin sham vesofa. You have a barrel of earthenware that the wine is in, so you spend a little bit more for the wine and you get the barrel for free. So you didn't buy the barrel with kesef maaser sheni, but you're allowed to buy the wine together with the barrel, and the barrel remains chulin. The yotza kankan lechulin. The barrel remains chulin, and the wine becomes, you have to eat b'tushas maaser sheni. Temed shenosnim mayim b'chartzonim u'koshayachmid shenigmara tzisoso havikiyayim. You put the water on the pits, and when it absorbs what's in the pits, it becomes more acidic from the vinegary, from the leftover wine in the leftover grape juice in the pits. Shenigmara tzisoso havikiyayin, it's considered like wine. Alma mitani babakar agav oro alma bahavlo ashori. You're buying it as one package deal, and you're spending a little bit more on the thing that you can buy in order to get the other thing together with it. Same thing over here. You get the salt water together with the oil. Even though you couldn't buy the hide by itself, it's not edible, so you couldn't use kesef meister sheni for that. To meet the meichel bo'in, you need something edible. So still, when you buy it together with the edible thing, they're bottled to each other. You can buy it with kesef meister sheni. Same thing with the salt water and the oil. Amrav Yochanan, man de metargim li babokra li de ben bagbag malvino maane abasre lebe mesusa. If somebody will explain to me what you need the word babokra according to ben bagbag, I will bring his bath accessories to the bath for him. I'll serve him. If somebody can explain to me why you need this word according to ben bagbag, we learn from each of these pratim something else. But Lamaisa, in the end, will see that you don't need the word babakar. You can learn everything you have to learn out of all the other words, and you don't need the word babakar. So somebody can explain to me why the Torah went out of its way to say also babakar, according to Ben Bagbag, right, I'll serve him. Okay. My grandson came home. His Rebbe asked him, what do you need? There Tosus brings down over here also, there's Marim Bab Metzia, that there are two words, by Aveda or whatever, that also we don't know. Chamor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, what's it called, that Yerchayv on Kalim, what's it called, the boar, so we learn out, Shor velo Adam, Chamor velo Kalim. So, but Rabbi Yehuda learns that Yerchayv on Kalim in a boar. So what do you need the word Chamor for? Shor comes to tell me you're potter on Adam, but Chamor doesn't tell me anything. So where it ends with a kasha. Chamor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know what it is. Seh, also, is another word, that what's it called, by Aveda, that according to, I don't remember who, said, there's nothing to learn from that word. So his teacher asked him, if somebody will tell me what we learn from the Seh by Aveda and the Chamor by Kalim of Rabbi Yehuda, I'll give him 100 shekel. So obviously, we don't learn anything from it, that's what the Gemara says, right? So I told him, tell your Rebbe that we learn from that not every question has an answer. And his Rebbe gave him 100 shekels.
That was the
Rothschild. Yeah, I never thought of that. So my time, a waitaka is what's it called, is babokar extra. All of them are necessary to teach me something except for the word babakar. I would know everything even if it left out the word babakar. The lotzark. My tzrichi. So now let's see what we learn from each one and why the word babakar is extra. The ikos of Rachmana babakar, if it only said babakar, have the amina bakar hu de mizdavin agave ora, mishum de gufehu. The only thing that you can include bahavla in a package deal is the skin. Because the skin is part of the animal. So you buy an animal, it includes the skin. The skin is not what you're buying. You're buying the flesh, but the skin comes along because it's part of the animal. So you're getting the skin for free, and the flesh you pay a little bit extra for, and that you can buy with Kesser Meister Sheni. Aval Tzon, but I might think, if that's the case, the wool, Agav Gizosa Delav Gufehu, the wool is not part of the animal. You could cut the wool off. Can't cut the skin off, but you cut the wool off, right? And therefore, aim a low. That's not part of a package deal. You can't buy the wool as part of a package deal because it's separable from the animal. So that's why you need the word batzon. So by bokar you learn this hide, and batzon you learn even the wool. The ikos of Rachmana batzon. So the Gemara is going to discuss why not the opposite way. So now that you have batzon, what do you need babakar for? But wait, we'll get that to that. That Gemara goes backwards in a little while. So you need babakar to tell me the skin, and batzon to tell me even the wool. Goes along in a package deal. The ikos of Rachmana batzon, if it only said batzon, al gav gizasa haviamina mishum de mechuberba. I would say, okay, you can have a package deal for anything connected to the animal. the hide, and even the wool. Well, all of them go along in a package deal, and you can buy the whole thing with Kesef Maaser Sheni, and the Kesef Maaser Sheni is going on the edible part, and the unedible part comes along for free. Aval Yayin Agabi Kankado, but wine in a barrel, Eimalo, the barrel's not connected to the wine at all. So maybe the barrel doesn't come along for free with the wine, and you can't use Kesef Maaser Sheni for the barrel, only for the wine, and the barrel is a separate thing. You'll have to sell the barrel, because now it has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and use that money for food. Therefore the Torah said, Vayayin, that even the barrel comes along, even though it's not connected to it. The Ikos of Rachmana Vayayin Havemina Mishum Dahainu Nitirusei. Okay, maybe the barrel of the wine is because it protects the wine. So therefore it's bottled to the wine. Avotemid mishehichmitz dikihua bi'almahu eimalo. But when you have water that absorbed the acidity of the grape pits, right, that maybe is just plain water, right? The amount of grape juice in there is negligible. So it doesn't turn the whole thing into something edible. It remains water. Water is not viable with my Kesef Maaser Sheni because it's not a pri. Kesef Rachmana Sheikhar. Therefore the Torah said Sheikhar, even that can be bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni. So now we need each one. The bucker we need for the hide, the tzon adds the wool, the yayin adds the barrel, and the sheikhar adds the water that becomes like grape juice. Now the Gemara says, the ikos harbonah, so let's just say sheikhar. And if I know that sheikhar is bought with kesef maaser sheni, koshkein, all the other things. This is the least considered part of the package deal. So the other ones, which are more svara, lechara, they surely are. So let's just say sheikhar. Now, if it just said sheikhar, havi aminu my sheikhar devei lekeilis, deperu. Sheikhar doesn't mean, beer that you make from, it's a beer, that you make from this water pits, right, of the grapes, the grape beer. But sheikhar means dveila ke'ilis. It's a pre that in itself is acidic. And it's like a beer. It's eating that thing is like drinking beer. So I would say it's not beer that you made from water and soaking grape pits in it. But it's a thing that you eat, and it has mamish the same effect as beer. Aval yayin agavi kakano emala. That taka is a real pri. So if you buy that, you can buy it with kesef maaser sheni. But anything else that's not edible, that comes along with something edible, bichlal you couldn't do. So if it just said sheikhar, I wouldn't know this halacha bichlal. Or I would say that it's talking about a dveila ke'ilis. Okay. Fig. Dveila is a fig that has a very, very acidic fig that's like, mamish like beer. Because of Rachmana Yayin, so it would have to say Sheikhar and Yayin. And now I know what's it called. Because of Rachmana Yayin, Agav Kankono, the Hainu Tirusei. It only said wine, so therefore it said, what's it called, Basheikhar. And it also says Yayin, Agav Kankono. And now I know that what's it called, that you can buy wine even if it's what's it called in a barrel, and the barrel comes along with a package deal. Aval tzon agav gizah seimala, but I might think that the tzon with its wool, maybe not, because the wool doesn't protect the tzon. As the barrel protects the wine, as far as just the opposite, that the wine is more connected to the barrel than the animal's connected to the wool. Kasev Rachman Etzon, Tafilo Agave Gizosa, Baboker Lamalis, why ain't Baboker? Right? So now we're back. If the wool is okay, the skin also goes along. By a sheep, it has wool and skin. And even the wool is part of the package deal. Surely the skin is part of the package deal. So what do I need the word Baboker for? To tell me the skin? I already know that from Etzon. I know everything from every word without the word Baboker. Vechitema Ilo Kasev Rachman Baboker. If that we say, if it wouldn't have said Baboker, Havi Amina Tzon Agabi Ora in Agab Gizasala. I would say that's why Tzon comes. Tzon has two things, the skin and the wool. Okay? If it only said Tzon, I would take the lesser Chiddush. The skin goes in the package deal, but not the wool. The Tzon that comes to tell me, the skin of the Tzon is also included. But I wouldn't know that the wool is included. So I need Babakar to tell me the skin, and then why does it say Tzon? I already know the skin is included, to tell me even the wool is included. That's why you need Bakar and Tzon. Even though Tzon has both of them, but if it only said Tzon, I would say only the skin is included, not the wool. Therefore it said Bakar to tell me even the skin, and now I don't need Tzon for the skin, because I know that from Bakar. Now I know that even the wool. Chasaram Babakar Lasuya Oro, Yasar Le Tzon Lasuya Gizasa, right? Gemara says, no, Ilo Chasar Rachmana Bakar, Lo Havi Amina Tzon Al Gabi Ora, In Al Gabi Gizasa Lo. I wouldn't say that. If it just said, Tzon, right? If it just said Bakar, I wouldn't say that Tzon is, only good for the skin, but not for the wool. Therefore, I had to say Bakar to tell me the skin already, so Tzon has to be coming to tell me the wool. Don't need to tell me the skin. I know that from Bakar already. Lo. Dimkein lichtov rachmana Bakar, right? Just tell me the word Bakar. Dimemele yasar leitzon. Right? And the mele, the Tzon is is extra. The kivan dekosav rachmana Tzon. Dafilo agav gizosa babakar lamali. Now the fact that the Torah said Tzon, it must be coming to tell me, if it only meant to tell me the skin is okay, don't tell me the word sown at all. Just tell me the word Bakar. The fact that it said sown and not Bakar, if it wants to tell me skin, why tell it to me in sown and exclude the Giza, tell it to me in Bakar. I know that it's only the skin. Right? The fact that the Torah wrote both of them, Bakar and sown, right? Then the fact that it said sown, I know that it means to come to tell me the wool. Because otherwise it could have said Bakar, it doesn't have any wool. Why does it have to use the Tzon if the wool's no good anyway? So why tell me Tzon? If it's only to tell me the skin, then just tell me Bakar, forget about it. Just tell me Tzon, and I don't need the Bakar at all. That's the Gemara's kasha. So you could know all these halachas. If it just said Tzon, I would know both halachas. Because if it wasn't to include the wool, say Bakar. So now that I know all the halachas from Tzon down, what do you need the word Bakar for? I don't need any more to tell me that the skin is okay, because if the wool is okay, surely the skin is okay. Hashta Tzon Agav Gizosa Mizdavna. You can buy a Tzon together with the wool and the skin, right? Bakar Agav Ora Miboya. Why do I need Bakar to tell me you can buy the skin? I already know you can buy the skin from the Tzon. And it can't be that you can only buy the wool, because the wool is worse than the skin. Skin is even better. So if you can buy the wool, surely you can buy the skin. And if it meant to tell me only the skin, and that's what I would need Bakar, to tell me that by Tzon, it even includes the wool. Otherwise, I would think the skin, then why did it say Tzon? Just say Bakar. Don't tell me Tzon at all. The fact that it said Tzon means that it's talking about something that has wool and skin, and it's telling me both halachas. So what do I need the word Bakar for? Hainu dekom Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargim li ba Bakar, aliba de ben bagbag, movin leman lebe mesusa. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody can explain to me what you need the word babakar in those psukim, according to Ben Bagbag, I'll carry his bath accessories for him. I'll be mishamish him because he'll be a big Talmud Chacham if he can tell me the answer to that question. Okay, Rashi. Mandim atargim babakar de leitzterich lemichtevei. Why did the Torah have to write that word? I'll leave it to Ben Bagbag. Oro mechuber lebasar ve'eno yochel avshito mechayim. The hide is connected to the flesh. You can't separate it as long as the animal's alive. So they automatically come together. So I would think that's the only time that the hide is part of a package deal, and you're basically spending money for the flesh, and the hide comes along for free because you can't take it away. Aval giza yochel agozzo mechayim. You could shear the animal while it's alive. The havi amina the litzer the lav gufa the peril. You can't buy a tzon with its wool, because that's a separate thing, and therefore your part of the money's going for the wool. Kamash malah, no, the wool comes along in a package deal. kiyuwa kamo tikena shenav. His teeth should be set on edge. Kalomar lav peira mamishu elamayim bi alma shenichnas bohen kihua shel chatzonim. Right, the acidity of the chatzonim of the pits went into the water, but the mice, it's bigger water. They just absorb some of this acidity. Kamashvaman, since there's the acidity which is considered a pre, the water comes along with it. The ikos of Sheikhar have amina havla la olam asira. If it only said Sheikhar, I would say there's no such thing as havla. You can't buy something inedible with something edible, and the inedible thing is bottled to the edible thing, and it's comes along for free. The high Sheikhar and shai Sheikhar, the water comes along with the acidity that it absorbed. Lav temidu, it's not talking about where it absorbed acidity and that kind of wine beer. Diyolif minei diyoiv domim almayim bahavloa, that you're giving the money for the water, the havloa, the water, you're not really buying the water's coming along free. Elahai sheikhar devela ki'ilisi, may also mark them, a devela from this place called ki'ilis, the mishachra, that it mamish, it makes you drunk. It's, what's it called? It's alcoholic. If a person ate this kind of fig, that's what's it called? That is a fig or a date? Dvela is a fig. If you ate this kind of fig that's intoxicating, and you went into the mikdash, you're chayav for going into the mikdash intoxicated. That's also called sheikha. Sheikha means something that intoxicates you. Diim kein ditzon lav lemishrei gizos havei, who? If the word tzon didn't come to tell me not only the skin, but even the wool. In other words, I would say, if I only had tzon, it only comes to tell me the skin is mutter. Therefore, I need bakar to tell me the skin is mutter, and therefore tzon must mean something more than the skin, even the wool. But if that would be the case, that if you'd only say tzon, I wouldn't say it comes to matter the wool, only the skin. Ela or, lo haviksiv kratzon. Why did I say tzon then? If it's only coming to be matter the skin, don't tell me tzon which has wool. Tell me bakar. It doesn't have any wool. It only has skin. If you want to tell me the skin is mutter in a package deal, then don't use tzon as the example. Because tzon has two things, and one of them is not mutter anyway. Only the skin is mutter. So tell me an animal that only has skin, doesn't have wool. Ela bakar, the less like gizos. Okay. Go on. What? Yeah, same thing. Just like the mayim with the acid in it, right? Is we get the water for free, and you're buying the acidity that comes from the pits. So too, you're buying the shemen, and you're getting the salt water for free. It's bavlo. It's all one package deal. Right, that's how they sell this thing together. It's not you're putting it into matzah. This is some concoction they used to have, salt water and oil to as a dip. Right? So that concoction was usually made together. And when you buy it, so you're buying the oil part and the salt water part, which is insignificant, comes along with it. That's the so it's a shayla what it means. Some say that the shemen has to be rov. And some say that it's lav dafka. That the shemen can be anything. But the shemen is the most important part. It doesn't have to be rov in kamus. It's still rov in the echus. Okay. Okay. The mai kamifligi. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish and Rabbi Lezer if you need pieces of fish in the oil or the oil itself is okay. Okay. They all hold that fish oil, or at least fish parts, you can buy with kesef ma'aser sheni. Okay. The honey tanoid lekamon, and there are tanoim that will hold that fish you can't buy with kesef ma'aser sheni. You have to buy something other than fish. Fish aren't considered something buyable with kesef ma'aser sheni. So now we're going to go to a machlokes we didn't get yet. we found that Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish and Rabbi Elezer argue whether the shemen of the fish is good enough to buy, or you need pieces of fish. But fish is good. Ultimately, a fish would be okay to buy. Okay? The Tanoim we're going to mention soon hold that fish is no good at all together. Can't buy fish with Kesef Maaser Sheni. So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, Rabbi Elezer, Darshi, Ribuye, Miute. They learn this pasuk as a ribuy and a miut. The Hani Tanoim, the other Tanoim, hold you can't use fish, can't buy fish with Kesef Maaser Sheni, Darshi, Klali, Uprati. Right? Meaning the following. There's two midos, Shator and the Dreshesba. Klal, Uprat, Uklal. And there, or Klal, Uprat. Ein Bechlal, Elamashe, Befrat. Torah says something general, and then it says a prat. So the only thing that's okay is that prat. Or the Torah said a klal, what's it called, and a miut. What's it called? A ribuy and a miut. So and a klal, prat, uklal, is that it's everything is included, that's ke'ain ha-prat. Anything similar to the prat. Where it says a klal, then a prat, then a klal. So the halacha is, anything similar to the prat is included. When it says klal uprat, then what's it called? Nothing is included except for the prat. Okay. Now, there's a ribuy. Torah said something, a ribuy, a lot of things. Then it said a miut. It was mamayit something. Okay? So, ribuy u miut, it's mamayit something. Then you can have a ribuy, miut, and ribuy. There it's only mamayit, a very small amount. Okay? Now, some tanoim darshan the Torah with klal and prat. And it had those klogim. And some learn that same thing with a ribuy and a miut. We'll see in 1 second. Rashi explains very well what the difference is between the two. But basically, ribuy, miut, and ribuy, you include a lot more than what you include by a cloud, prat, or cloud. See in 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, Rabbi Elazar, Darshi, ribuy, umiute. They use the midah of the Torah as a ribuy, miut, and ribuy, not as a, what's it called, as a cloud, prat, or cloud. Two different ways of looking at where the Torah said something in general, then specific, and then general again. Right? Or general, and then specific. How do you learn it? Is it called a cloud, prat, cloud, or is it called ribuy, miut, ribuy? And we'll see in a second what the difference is. They learn that it's a ribuy, miut. When the Torah said you can use the money for anything you want, that's a ribuy. That includes a lot of things. When the Torah then said these specific pratim, that's a miut. It's mamayit from that original klal. The original klal included everything. The original ribuy. Now it's mamayit, some things from that ribuy. Then the Torah again said another ribuy. Chaz of a riba. Riba, umiut, a riba. Riba hakov. Right? When the Torah says a ribuy, miut, and ribuy, it's marba everything, except one or two small things not. But otherwise, everything's included. And only a few things are accepted. My Rabbi, Rabbi kol mile, umay miut. So what does it exclude? The Rabbi Elezer, miut sir. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's fish juice. That's not called food. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, miut maimu melech. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, plain salt water is excluded. But nothing else is excluded. Everything else is included. Because the Torah said the ribuy, everything would be included. Then it said a miut, some things would be excluded. Right? But more than the fact that the Torah said another ribuy, it lessens the things that you exclude. Okay, but only very small things are excluded. If it only said a ribuy and a miut, it would exclude a few things. Now that it said another ribuy, it excludes very few things. The honey tanoim, the tanoim who say that fish is also no good, darshi klali uprati. They learn this not as a miut and a ribuy, or ribuy and a miut, but as a klal and a prat. The tanya, v'nosata kesef b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha klal. That's a klal. Ain't a kanani. If it would say that, you'd include everything. Babokr, batzom, v'yayin, v'sheikhar, prat. Then the Torah said only these pratim. If it only said that, right, only a klal and a prat, then the only things that would be mutter is what the Prat says. They would limit it only to that. Now the Torah said another cloud. Now the Torah said another cloud. So now it's not including everything anymore. If it just had stopped with the Pratim, only the Pratim would be there. So the cloud includes anything similar to the Pratim. But not it includes everything with certain things accepted. It includes only those things that are similar to the Pratim. It's when you have a ribui and a miut. So if the Torah had stopped there, you would have everything except a few things. Miut. It would be mamayit from that ribui in the beginning. But you'd still have most things mutter and some things not. The fact that the Torah said another ribui minimizes how many things you, are mamayit, that you accept. Now, instead of a few things being accepted, only one thing is accepted. That's a ribui, miut, and ribui. If you learn it with a cloud, prat, or cloud, that's a different thing completely. The original cloud would be matter everything. The prat would come along and say nothing is mutter except what it says specifically, the prat. Then, the Torah says another cloud, doesn't include everything again. It includes anything that's similar to the prat. Before this, it would be only the prat. Now the cloud comes to tell me anything similar to the prat, but nothing that's not similar to the prat. Okay, so now we'll see. So how do they learn? It's a prat cloud, cloud prat or cloud. Chazav akol cloud or prat or cloud. Iatadon elakeena prat. So now what is included? Anything similar to the prat. So what does that mean? Ma prat mefurish primi pri v'gedulei karka. It has to be something that's a pri itself that came from another pri. That's gedulei karka. All these things are peiros. Bakar is considered what's it called a pri. It came from another animal. Tzom came from another animal. Yayin came from a grape. That came from another grape, from a seed. And what's it called? And the same thing with sheichar, right? Sheichar came from the grape seeds. It came from the grape. That came from a tree. And they're all gedulei karka. They all grow from the ground because animals also grow from the ground. Because they eat, their whole nourishment comes from things that grow from the ground. They're also called gedulei karka. So afko primi privi gedulei karka. It has to be similar to all these pratim. What's the tzara shava between them? That they're primi priya gedulei karka, right? And therefore, what's it called? Vitanya idach. Another brisa says no. The similarity is a little bit different. Maha prat mefurish vlad vlado saoretz afko vlad vlado saoretz. It has to be things that come, but Vlad Vlados is also primi-pri, right? Something that comes from something, that's born from something else, right? But it has to be Vlados Ha'aretz, something that grows on the ground, in the earth. All these things are either vegetables that grow on the ground, or animals that, what's it called, that grow from the ground because they eat things on the ground. What's the difference between these two pshatim? If you learn the Vlad Vlados, Mipri ha'aretz, or pri mipri, b'gedulei karka, omer abaya, dagim ikubinayim, the difference is fish, right? Laman yomer pri mipri, b'gedulei karka, honey dogim, gedulei karka, even fish are gedulei karka, because they also grow from things that grow from the bottom of the sea. They also eat things that grow from the sea. Laman yomer vlad vlados ha'aretz, dagim imaya ivru, but if you have to have something that it itself is vlad ha'aretz, it's something that grows from the ground, right? Then that doesn't include fish, because fish were created from what's it called, from the water, not from the earth. Okay, Rashi. The Maiko Mifligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lezer, the Amri Tarvayu Dagim Nikochim, who Betsiru the Pliga, they only argue about fish juice, but fish itself, if it has pieces of fish, everybody, those two told that you could buy it with Maiser Sheni. The honey tonight will come on. The darshi primi privik dule karka vlad vlado saoritz v'tarvayu v'mati dagim. The kosh came to you. Right? Both of them say that fish are not considered what's it called those tanoim that learn that it has to be vlad vlado saoritz. Aside from the fact that it has to be gedule karka, but it has to be vlado saoritz and excludes fish. What do they argue with? Rabbi Lezer holds that even tzir is not considered food. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish holds that only salt water is not considered food, but the fish juice is considered food. Hachi garshin etayim asata kesem pri mi pri. Egel nolad mi imo. But what's pri mi pri? A, what's it called? An animal is born from its mother. The chain said the same thing with a sheep. Va'anavi mechartzonim. Shizori mechartzonim. The same thing with grapes. You plant seeds. Everything comes from a seed or from a mother, whatever. The gedule karka, shekula nizonim gedele minakarka. They all are nourished from things that grow from the ground. Vlad vlados ha'aretz, nivru min ha'aretz meis ha'bereshis. Vlados ha'aretz means these things originally were created from the ground. Dagim gedule karka ninu. Dagim grow from the ground, but they weren't created from the ground. They were created from the water. Kesavar shadagim nizonim minakarka. They do get their nourishment from the ground. Things grow at the bottom of the sea. But they don't, they didn't come from the ground. They came from water. They're nourished from the ground. So if you learn that the nourishment is the ikar, fish are also included. If you learn the fact that they come from the ground is ikar, then the fish are not included. Just, we said already if you need, the shayla over here now is the gabi de eruv. We said you need shem and legabi maisa sheni because it's a pri. Could be for an eruv, salt water is still considered mazon. It's just not pri mi pri. It's not something that grows from something else. So the rif taka holds for an eruv you don't need shemen in the salt water. It's good enough to salt water. And Tosus over here says even for the eruv you need what's it called oil. And what's the chiddush then? The oil itself should be good enough. Mara says no, if you don't have And Tosha says, no, you don't have enough oil for two meals. That's the shear of an Eruv. But together with the salt water, it's enough for two meals. Then it's still good, even if there's some oil in it. What's it called? The Rashash brings an interesting raya that fish are gedule karka. Even though tomorrow also, we're going to go into this, we said already. It says in the bracha, in the tochacha, in Kisavo, Pri admascha u pri behemtecha. The Rabbanu Shlomo bless the fruit of your field and the fruit of your animals. And the klala just says pri admascha. Right? The klala will be pri admascha. For what happened to pri behemtecha must be that that's included in pri admascha. Except in the bracha he wanted to say as much as possible, and in the klala is makatzik. Okay? So if that's the case, then why b'di'evit if you made a bari pri adama on meat? Aren't you Yotze? Just like if you made a Bori Pri Ha'adama on something grows in a tree. Right? Since animals grow from the ground, basically, you should be Yotze B'di'evit with a Bori Pri Ha'adama, not just a Shahakol. So he says that Enochinami, it has a din of Gedule Karka, but people don't call it Gedule Karka. Right? It's Lashon B'nei Adam. And the Brachas go after Lashon B'nei Adam, not on what it is intrinsically, but how people see it. People don't see animals as growing from the ground. Halachically, they're considered like they grow from the ground. But when you make a bracha, you have to make a bracha on something the way people speak, not stam how it is halachic.